Ever get that feeling, you know, like your phone's giving you the third degree every time you download an app? Camera, microphone. Oh, and can I see your browsing history while I'm at it?
It's like a bombardment of requests, right? Makes you wonder if they're going to start asking for your shoe size next.
Exactly. And it's not just a quick yes or no anymore. You practically need a law degree to decode those privacy policies. But what if I told you that kind of digital bouncer, that whole permissions, let me see your ID, it's coming to your computer?
Now that's an intriguing thought. Most people don't realize how much goes on under the hood.
And that's precisely what we're digging into today. Hot off the press, an article from WebPro News literally just dropped September 17th, 2024, talking Ubuntu 24.10.
Ubuntu, that's
Yeah.
Linux, right? I've heard of it, but.
You got it. Linux. Now, this isn't just your run-of-the-mill software update, though. We're not talking like a new font or a snazzier loading screen here. Ubuntu's on a mission to give you, the user, way more control over what those apps you download can actually do once they're on your system.
Okay, so for those of us who haven't quite taken the Linux plunge, what are we talking about here? What is Ubuntu even?
Think of it this way. Windows or Mac OS, it's like walking into a beautifully decorated apartment. Everything's pretty much set up for you. Linux, and Ubuntu specifically, is more like you're building the whole house. You get to choose everything, the layout, the wiring, even the brand of nails used.
So way more freedom then.
Tons more freedom, but also you better know what you're doing, right? Or at least have a good contractor on speed dial.
Makes sense. So where do these snaps come in? The article kept mentioning them.
Ah, yes. Snaps. They're like those apps on your phone, but for your computer. Each snap packages up everything an app needs to run, all neat and tidy, so it's not mixing with the rest of your system files.
Okay, I'm getting it. So it's like each app gets its own little contained environment to play in.
Exactly. Keeps things organized and theoretically more secure. Because if one app goes haywire, well, it's less likely to take the whole system down with it.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Right. But, and here's where it gets interesting. Up until now, snaps have been, well, a little too trusting. Like they haven't had very specific permission controls. So you could download something as simple as a calculator app.
And it could potentially be accessing all sorts of stuff in the background.
Well, yeah, potentially. So
Yeah.
you're saying, like, I could be checking my bank balance and that calculator app secretly rifling through my vacation photos.
Okay, maybe not vacation photos specifically. But you get the idea. There's been this potential for, let's call it overreach. Snaps accessing more than they really need to just because the controls weren't there
Okay, so a little too much freedom for our calculator app friend, maybe. But Ubuntu
yet.
24.0 is stepping in to change all that, huh?
Exactly. They're putting their foot down. No more free-for-all on the system resources.
So how's that gonna work?
Permission prompts, just like we used to on our phones, right? You download an app, and suddenly it's, can I access your microphone, please? Oh, and your camera roll while we're at it. Ubuntu 24.10, bringing that same vibe to your computer, but for everything.
So every app has to go through airport security now,
That's
basically.
a really good analogy. It's like, hold up, app, what you got in there? Why you need access to my entire hard drive? Just to, like, tell me the weather.
And I'm guessing the article had some visuals for this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They included a screenshot. If you've used a smartphone, any time in the last decade, it'll look very familiar,
Yeah.
which then makes you wonder, why hasn't this been the standard on computers all along?
Right. Like we've gotten so used to being like hyper aware of permissions on our phones, but then we sit down at our computers and it's open season. Come on in, have a look around.
It all comes back to that balance, between security and actually having a good user experience.
Because let's be real, too much security. You're basically trying to browse the internet wearing oven mitts. It's doable, but not exactly fun.
Exactly. But then too little security and, well, ever had your identity stolen. Also not fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaning team oven mitts if those are my only two options. But seriously, it does seem like Ubuntu is picking up a good trick from, the mobile world here. And it makes sense. Data breaches, privacy nightmares, that's practically the daily news cycle now. People are paying attention.
Absolutely. And this isn't just some like niche Linux thing either. We're seeing this trend across the board. Apple's making a whole thing out of privacy. Google's trying to figure out how to give users more control, or at least the illusion of more control over their data.
So this Ubuntu move, even though it seems small, you think it could be a sign of bigger things to come?
It's definitely possible. I mean, think about it. If they nail this, if users really love having that granular control back in their hands, why wouldn't other operating systems follow suit? Competition breeds innovation.
Okay, now you've got me paying attention. But we do have to be real here. This is still in development, right? It's not like everyone's going to wake up tomorrow and bam, Ubuntu permission party on their laptops.
Right. Ubuntu 24.10, that's the testing ground. Think of it like the beta program.
So thank goodness for early adopters, right?
Those brave souls.
Seriously. The unsung heroes of the tech world.
Yeah.
Out there braving the bugs and the crashes so the rest of us don't have to.
But that's part of what makes open source software so cool. You're not just stuck going along for the ride. You can actually, you know, have a say in how things are built.
Exactly. If something's wonky, you're not stuck. Speak up. Give feedback. The developers actually listen. It's a whole different kind of relationship.
So for now, this whole new permission system, it's optional. You can dive into the Ubuntu 24.10 beta and test it out. If you're feeling adventurous, that is, I kind of love that. It's like choose your own operating system adventure. But it does make you wonder, what if this whole permission for everything thing, it's not just Ubuntu, what if it goes like mainstream? Imagine firing up your laptop and it's just pop-up city. Your web browser wants to know if it can remember your password, your email is asking permission to download an attachment, even like the calculator apps, like, hold on, need the green light to access your system clock.
It's almost comical when you put it like that, but it does make you think, are we headed for a world of digital paralysis, like death by a thousand pop-ups? Yeah. Or could this be, you know, incredibly empowering for the average user?
Because right now, let's be real, we just click through those permission screens. We don't even read them half the time.
We're conditioned to just get to the app, right?
Exactly. But if every single action, every little thing required that moment of, wait, does this make sense? Does my to-do list app really need access to my microphone?
It forces a level of awareness that we've kind of lost, haven't we? We're so used to just handing over the keys to our digital lives without a second thought.
And think about what this could mean for app developers. Imagine a world where apps have to, like, compete based on how little data they need.
A badge of honor for being privacy conscious. I kind of love that.
Right. Instead of we collect all your data all the time, it's like, don't worry, we barely even look at your data. We respect your privacy.
It completely flips the script, doesn't it? And it would force some really interesting innovation. Because if you can't just rely on hoovering up every scrap of data,
you have to get creative about how you deliver value to the user.
Exactly. And it might lead to a more mindful user base, too, if you're constantly being reminded about what data you're giving away.
You might think twice about that app that wants access to your entire photo library just to, you know, make a meme.
Precisely. So maybe Ubuntu 24.10, it's not just about a new version of Linux. It could be a glimpse into a future where we're not just passively using tech, but actively shaping how it works, how it interacts with us.
We get to decide what level of access we're okay with, and the tech has to adapt.
It's about reclaiming that digital agency. And honestly, that's a conversation that's bigger than just Ubuntu, bigger than Linux even. It's happening everywhere.
And it's a conversation worth having, that's for sure. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. Definitely gave me a lot to think about. Thanks for joining me today.
Always a pleasure. These conversations are crucial, especially now.